Yo, it's your boy. It's 20 to God, man. What's good? What's going on with you niggas out there, man? Chilling regular, man. This fucking weather's like, you know, it's wintertime again. We visited winter after we had a little 2 weeks of spring. Shout out to Mother Nature confusing the city. Regular shit, you know what I mean? I'm going to get right to the point, man. Well, today we're going to talk about togetherness and remoteness. I ain't heard from me in a while because I was dropping too many every week. And I wasn't getting so many spins like that. But here lately, I've been getting a lot of hits. But on my old joints, my new joints ain't been getting as much hits as the old joints. So I'm like confused. But I'm like, maybe, you know, it's whatever. Like, you know, maybe they got to break it down to see if, you know, I'm officially talking the shit that I've been talking. My narrative don't really change. Thank you for the downloads and all that. I appreciate it. It's not a whole bunch of downloads, but it's enough downloads to say, all right, well, somebody's listening to the past. They don't want to hear what I got to say right now for some reason. Don't know. Shout out to all those that listen daily and give me insight. I appreciate that as well. What I mean by togetherness, what I mean by remoteness, you know, those are the same words in a sense, but they have different definitions when it comes to the circumstances or the energy. All right, togetherness is what it is. Everybody's together. You know, everybody's in a group or on a team, or, you know, this is togetherness, a family, you know, a marriage, things of that nature. Now, when you add remoteness on top of togetherness, now it gets different. Now, a marriage, somebody has to go somewhere, somebody has to do something that's not going to be in the same area as you. They gotta go out of town. They gotta work overnight. They gotta go to jail. You know what I mean? You're still together, but now you're not together physically. But you're together mentally. You know, it's a mind thing with remoteness. It's an integrity thing with remoteness. You know, it's a respect thing with remoteness. You know, it's different. Together is together. I see you. We're together. We're doing what we do. My man, we in the streets. We get money together. We do what we do. I got online sales, selling whatever, stocks and bonds, or, you know, fucking air fryers. And I got a nigga in China. And I don't know. I never met the nigga. But we're remotely together because we come together for one common cause. And that is to win. You know what I mean? Remoteness is very difficult for people to understand. This is why the scammers are at an all-time high, because they use your remoteness to fool you and beguile you and take what's not theirs. You know what I mean? So remoteness comes with a lot of trust. You know, you have to really be able to understand that. But with both of these rhetorics or theories, togetherness and remoteness, it has to be communication. Communication has to be constant, especially when it comes to remoteness. Because if there's no communication, then there's no remoteness. There's no togetherness. There's just a situation that's there. It's laying dormant. Or it might be going on his side. It might be going on my side or her side, or, you know. But we don't know because there's no communication. You know what I mean? Take that into consideration right now. Break that down for what it's worth. You know what I mean? I'm getting ready for work, so I ain't going to talk your heads off this morning. But I've been meaning to talk about this for days right now. And right now I'm feeling like remoteness is so important to life right now. Everybody doesn't want to be where nobody wants to be. If they have to be there, they're still complaining about being there. And I hear some of these new employees that get trained. I don't want to come outside. Oh, I can't do this because I have to do that. Oh, well, we're going to have to change that up. And I'm like, well, this rule's been going on for almost 10, 15 years. How can you change a rule now because it's you? You know? So some people are rejective or reluctant to become remotely attached to a team or togetherness. You know, once you join, getting a new club or you join a new team at a job. And I mean, my job, integrity is number one. We don't have a supervisor or a boss leaning down vulture-like over us. We have to go out and make the decisions on our own. Regardless if we call somebody and ask somebody, sometimes nobody answers the phone. What are you to do? You have to have the integrity and the mindset to keep control of your emotions and think rationally and logically about what you're about to do. Sometimes you might have to put it to the side for a minute and keep moving until you get back to it. But then sometimes there's a time limit on it. So you see what I'm saying? There's a lot of stress levels that come with this thing that they call remoteness, togetherness. You know? It's a constant thing. But you have to constantly have integrity and respect for your other peers and your other people when you're trying to do this and you're moving remotely. You're thinking about them as you would think about yourself. So in regards to that, a lot of niggas don't have that kind of fucking respect no more. You were gone, so is the integrity. Fuck this nigga. Fuck this bitch. I'ma do what the fuck I wanna do. They ain't here anyway. That's not the conversation you had when y'all were physically together and y'all talked about putting this creed down and doing what y'all supposed to do. See? It's like when you look in the mirror and you walk away, you forget the man that you just looked at and you said you was going to be a better person. You know? It's not no biblical shit, but it really is. Like, it's just logic. As long as there's nobody that's in my clique. You know what I mean? Like, it's really like that right now. These niggas out here doing all this extracurricular shit and not telling niggas what it really is. You know, I've been in a couple situations past couple of months fucking with niggas and niggas, you know, swooning shit just to make shit move. And then when shit goes bad, niggas is looking at you like, what's up? You know? You know, fucked up my whole play, nigga. Fuck you mean, what's up? Lucky I ain't body a dumbass and leave you somewhere fucking decaying. You know what I mean? But, you know, those days are past now. So I'm living for better and greater means of not being a fucking maniac no more. But it's always there and present. Don't get it fucking twisted and don't take it for fucking granted thinking that niggas don't pay attention to what the fuck's going on. You understand me? But at the end of the day, it's like, you just can't fuck with people. You can't just be out here just, you know, lollygagging and wasting time with niggas that waste time, you know? It's the smiles and it's the pure words that sound so innocent and beautiful. Those be the lies. You know what I mean? I like a motherfucker to come at me and tell me just how the fuck to feel, whether I like it or not. I might not like it, but I love it because at least I know how they feel. That's an energy that can't be denied. People run away from the truth because they don't want to hear it. They'd rather be lied to. That's no togetherness. You know, all this is under one hat. I'm not going off the subject. I'm keeping within right now. Now, just being aware of your next, the kin or your person that's right there to your left, your right of you's needs is remoteness in itself. You know what I mean? I might all wake up in different households, but I get up and I think about the choices I make affect the people that I deal with. You know what I mean? So if I'm out here gambling away money that I know I shouldn't be, instead of paying the bills and taking care of business, it's going to show. It's going to show not in my actions, but just when the fucking bills come in and they're not paid. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck was you doing? You know what I mean? And if you have no explanation for it, like no feasible explanation, then you're not really holding integrity well with the remoteness or the whole togetherness theory. You know? I always tell people, if I go into business or we're going into business, we don't have to be together every day. We don't have to be together every fucking week. Shit. As long as we handle in business, we come together when it's time to come together. You know what I mean? But the remoteness part of the relationship has to survive. It has to make sense. This is why people don't sustain, because it's like they have to be together. Oh, they gotta know what the other person's doing. They gotta know this. It's too much. It's too much. Then that's no trust. There's no integrity on any end if that's what's going on. That's not remoteness. That's just stress. And I could do stress on my own. So, you know, like I said, I'm always talking. But when I'm talking to myself as well. But I've been a person that's had remote integrity for a long time. Here lately, I don't be knowing like shit I sometimes, because niggas be doing the most or they don't be doing nothing at all to make the situation come back or stay up. It just be at a standstill. And we could be a lot further. And I'm watching people do the same thing we do, and they're a lot further because of the consistency, the togetherness, and the remoteness of the relationships thereof. And the communication on top of all of that, because communication is key. Talking to the people that you need to talk to with your situation makes the situation understandable, and it won't be no confusion between y'all because everybody's on the same page, whether it's good or bad. You don't give retrospect to a stranger about the business. That's not giving you any insight on what's going forward or backwards, because they're on the outside looking in telling you shit that they don't even fucking know what the fuck they're talking about. It's another part of it. Shut the fuck up and talk to your people about your situations. Stop spreading yourself thin by talking to fucking people that don't have anything to do with it, because now you're just being a fucking idiot and a retard. And you're causing a lot of confusion because they're going to give you something that might sound well. Now you're coming back with that mix instead of coming back with the whole, you know, just the whole rhetoric of what you feel. Now you're coming back with their feelings and your feelings combined, making it just stupid. This is for women and niggas, man. Niggas be more doing this talking like bitches than anything nowadays. Like, niggas is like fucking, I don't know, man. It's just a different world we're living in. All they do is complain and moan like they getting fucked. I don't even understand it no more. I don't give a fuck how anybody feels about what I'm saying right now, because that's just what I see. It's what I see outside today. It's what I see. I just see that. And it's getting worse. Our leaders and shit, like the people that's supposed to be the world leaders or leaders that speak, activists and all that, they're not activating. They just fucking, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. And that's remoteness relationship with your fans and your people that support you, your integrity of who you are. Like right now, my podcast and my integrity of who I am and what I speak about. If I'm not out here doing what the fuck I speak about, then who's going to get the respect? You know what I mean? Who's going to give the respect? Not nobody. Because people look you up to see who kind of, you know, person you are. See if you're holding it down like you say you are. I just recently turned down a job to stay with my people that I've been working with for 6 years now. The decision was made because I just thought about all the variables and I thought about all the ins and outs that I'm going through right now. You know what I mean? I don't have to put my business on Front Street. I don't need motherfuckers all in my business. But just put it this way. The people I work with, they're very fucking grateful for my services. And I appreciate that they appreciate me because I appreciate the situation. And feeling appreciated makes the integrity and the movements of what you're doing more stronger and more efficient when you know it's being reciprocated from the other side. You get what I'm saying, guys? It's a constant battle of wits. At times, I had doubt and I felt some type of way about certain things. But I was in my own head because I had a lot of personal issues that were going on outside of work. I was bringing in a lot of my personal mentality into work instead of leaving that shit at the door and coming here and getting to it. Thus, everything still worked itself out. I didn't have to go that route regardless. I lost money, everything, fucking around because I didn't want to work. I didn't want to be there. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm trying to find days off so I could just relax. But that shit wasn't relaxing my pockets. Oh, excuse me. It was relaxing my pockets. You know what I mean? A little side hustle was going a little bit, but the side hustle is what it is. Side hustle. It's a side. It's on the fucking side. So that means it's sometimes it can be crazy and sometimes it could just be nothing. Remoteness, togetherness, man. Niggas say what they say, you know what I mean? But they, you know, that's all they do is to say what they say nowadays. Niggas that tell you till they blue in the face, they go, oh yeah, man, I'm willing to do this, I'm willing to do that. And then when the time comes, they be like, nah, I can't do this, and I can't do that. So it's like, who raised you? Were you raised by TV or a fucking video game or something? Like, or what was you raised by? An episode or a series? Because humans don't raise humans to fucking be like methodically fucking wrong or just fucking liars, pathological liars to every circumstance they come across. Doesn't make any sense to me. Maybe to others, but not to me. But this is a whole different world we're living in. I'm not going to go into the Satan and all that things, but people are worshiping things that do not give goodness. People are worshiping things that represents deceit and failure and injustice and cruelty. People are getting on their fucking knees and praying for people to fucking fail. That's why love is very extinct right now. It's not a prominent thing in the world anymore. People be like, no love, you know. Fuck that. No love, you know what I'm saying? I ain't fucking with nobody. That's because they weren't loved when they were young, or they were taught not to love because of whatever the mistrusting things that happened in their family lineage. Get it, heard you. But at the end of the day, that breeds something. It breeds resentment and animosity in the air and energy. And it's like, it spreads like word of mouth, but it's unspoken words, if you get what I'm saying. So, in conclusion, to me, everything I just said to you was basically about remoteness, togetherness. Being together physically is a good thing. Yeah, like, you know, Voltron, what's those guys, Ninja Turtles or Power Rangers, you know, they're together all the time. You know what I mean? They're fighting the good fight together, you know what I mean? But when they all get separated, they still have a remoteness in their mind to know that I have to make sure that I keep the integrity and keep the energy, so when I do get back together with my people, we'll be stronger than ever. But right now, this is where you need to be the strongest, people, is when the time comes to have the integrity and the remoteness relationship with those people that you are together with. You have to give that energy, and you have to give that. You can't bring emotions into something that's a logical situation right now. And people bring emotion into everything now, and that's not fair because not everything is emotionally bound. That's what breaks this shit down into remoteness. Remoteness and integrity goes hand in hand. But if you have emotion and integrity with remoteness, then it needs to be a communication to get back on the road or the train of integrity to stay together. This is how I'm going to break it down to y'all niggas. You know what I mean? 1 + 1 = 2, and it'll never be 3. I don't give a fuck who says what. It'll never be three. It'll always be two. They change everything else, but they can never change 1 + 1 being fucking two. So that's it. That's it, guys. I don't really have much else to say about this. It's just not a long ongoing. I don't need to give you no facts. Or I don't need to pull in. Well, this is huge. Newton, fuck all that shit. This is real clean cut situation for y'all niggas to understand. Stop the bullshit out there. Stop it. If you want to win, you got to fucking want to win on your side, on your end. If you got somebody that wants to win and they're going hard, and it's not about the money. It's about the steps to getting to the grand prize, which is freedom or some type of freedom. Because we're never free, really. People say they're free because they got a couple of acres of land, a couple of hundreds of thousands in the bank. That shit could all be taken away. But real freedom is understanding one's purpose here. You know what I mean? Making a change for the next man. Making a change for the next generation. And it don't have to be a all spark like Transformer shit. Nigga. It could just be something so small and remote with all the integrity and love that anybody and everybody can understand that. It's Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream speech, Malcolm X, you know what I mean? These people, they wrapped the energy and the messages with love. And we still use these messages and these speeches to this day. And they're over 50 years old. But that's just how powerful the integrity and the energy of remoteness to one's purpose was. So you get where I'm going with this. If we use the remoteness and integrity and the togetherness in the workplaces in the world right now, we will be giving a falsetto of a different beat. You know, I don't know what the government got going on. I'm no conspiracy theorist, but I see what I see. And they want depression, and they want fear, and they want control. Ultimately, they really just want niggas to drop dead so they don't have to deal with people, period. But, you know, we have weak people and we have strong people. It's just how life is. And sometimes the weakest person can become the strongest person and don't even know it. So just give insight to the next man. Look over to him and tell him you appreciate him, you or her. And you respect the things that they do, you know? People always get lost in the sauce about what is not going on versus what is going on, you know? I do that sometimes a lot. I do all this shit, get it all done, and I'm still like, well, I haven't got this done. And I'm like, damn, I ain't even give myself time to reflect on the things I have done to make myself feel better. You know what I mean? Remoteness? Oh, this is the last one, then I'm out, y'all. Remoteness inside yourself, togetherness inside yourself is so important. If you don't have the integrity and remoteness inside yourself to keep going on and continuing to being who you are, you're not going to be a team member or a team player because you're not going to be able to get out your own way. So one thing people have to understand is it starts within you. And if you can't get you out your way, then you might as well not even step to anybody. And people do that, thinking like, you know, somebody can help them or change them. But no, you have to learn how to deal with you. My wife sent me something about that with God and saying that sometimes you can't go to this person, that person, that person, that person. And these are the people that you go to for a situation. You have to get out of the situation. But you are God, and God is in you. So when God tells you what you need to do, you need to listen, and you need to be still, and you need to understand. That's integrity. That's taking respect to a whole nother level within oneself. Because I don't need to rationalize this thing right now. I need to see it through. And I've been through some of those trials right now, tribulations, in the past couple of weeks, months. Some days I felt like, oh my God, I just want to ram myself head into a fucking wall and just beat my head over with a bat. But I was like, what is that going to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is that going to do? That's stupid. You know what I mean? Point I'm making is, guys, it's always going to be chess before checkers. You got to know which way you're moving and how you're moving and how you can defeat or be defeated and come back and defeat. You get what I'm saying? It's constant battle. Constant battle. Procrastination. You know what I'm saying? Consistency. You know what I mean? It's constant battle. Always. It will never stop. It will never just be a point where it's just like, oh, I've figured everything out. Because you always have to maintain the maintenance of what's going on. So, guys, like I always say, I know I ain't give a shout out to the real towns, ghetto communities and all that, but that shit wasn't on my mind. I mean, shout out to towns. Shout out to people that are being remotely together. Shout out to those that have integrity there and far. Shout out to those that respect those one's movements and don't get in their way. Even though it might affect you emotionally, you hide that and you let them win and you let them do what the fuck they need to do so they can be a better person. You know, shout out to those people that sit down and talk and discuss their issues and discuss their triumphs alike. That's the type of shit I'm on. You know what I mean? I'm growing as a person. I'm still growing as a person. I'm still understanding, trying to understand who I am as a person some days. But I know who I am. But some parts of me are still, you know, as I get older, I'm learning like anybody else. So I'm not lost. I'm just circumventing all things that I do want and don't want. It's important. It's important to the culture. It's important to my lineage and my legacy. So with that being said, everybody keep the peace and love and learn how to be together and learn how to be remotely together and pull in that integrity and that respect and watch things rise even through the chaos. It's your boy, man. It's your serious man, 20 to God, man. I'll let your boy.